You can see him at the Crystal Grand Music Theater in the Wisconsin Dells coming up this Saturday night. Select tickets available at crystalgrand.com. That is Same Moon by Mitchell Tenpenny. And again, if I punched all the buttons right, I should have him on the phone with me. Mitchell Tenpenny, how are you today?
What's up? I'm doing great.
Well, thanks.
Sounded awesome on the radio.
Do you ever get sick of hearing yourself on the radio? You ever get sick of listening to your songs?
Never on the radio. I get sick of listening to my songs, but never on the radio.
Never.
It's always
on the radio.
An honor. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today. And you've been really busy. I mean, you've been touring a bunch in 2025. You were with Luke Combs earlier this year. You were with Kane Brown. You were with Jordan Davis. Now you're doing your headlining tour, and you're coming to the Crystal Grand coming up this Saturday night. But we just heard Same Moon, and you have a little bit of backstory on that tune. I know your wife, Megan Patrick, is featured in the video, but can you give us a little backstory where that song came from?
Yeah, I mean, it's an honest song about the life my wife and I are living. She's working her tail off right now and has her first top 20 at country radio and climbing. And so with that comes, we're both gone all the time. And you got Same Moon, y'all just broke top 40. So we're just everywhere and never home. And so I wanted to write a song that talked about our lives and said, babe, like, I know you might be far away, but if we look up at the same moon, it feels like we're closer than we are. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. There's a lot of long distance or just people, friends you don't see all the time. And but yeah, it's just a little love song saying basically about the life that my wife and I live right now.
Absolutely. And that song appears on your latest album, came out last fall. It's called The Third. I really love the cover art for The Third, by the way. Where did the cover art come from for that?
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to be kind of weird and nostalgic looking. So I named it The Third, not because I'm lazy and it's my third record, but because it's my name. I'm The Third. My dad and my granddad were all James Mitchell Tenpenny. And so I wanted to name it after them. Because unfortunately I've lost my dad and my granddad, and I want to just pay homage to them and say thank you so much for inspiring me and letting me choose this as a career when I was little. And all those images are pictures or drawings of my granddad or my dad, or, you know, just things about who I am and why I got to be The Third.
Do you have a favorite cut from that album at all? I mean, sometimes it's not the singles that are usually the favorites. Do you have one? I know it's like picking a favorite kid, man. I know. But
yeah,
do you have one that you love off of it?
Yeah, the song The Third, because it is the story of how I got my name and who it comes from, where it comes from. I think it's definitely my favorite. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah, that would probably be it for me.
We've been checking out on your social media the latest song you've got out, Therapy, and the music video.
Yeah.
Man, like, that had to have been a ton of fun to shoot that music video.
Oh, man. It was. I didn't realize, because I'm not an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. And I knew I had to play this, you know, kind of awkward office character, but when I got there, I felt like it'd be kind of funnier if he was like more creepy, awkward, and scary. Like it made it this whole thing that actually might make this guy have to go to therapy over him. And like but it was just fun. I just kind of messed around with it and had a good time. And then I thought that would be it. And now I've got to go back and do more videos as this character named Greg, because apparently people want to see more of him, and I have no idea why.
No, I want to see a show of this, truly, because you singing with like that creepy smile on your face the whole time, it's just great. It's just great.
It was great. He's like, keep that face and do the whole song. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I'm going to do this without laughing. All right, here we go.
You did it. You did it pretty straight-faced.
Thank you.
We're heading into the holidays, my friend. We talk about Turkey Day here. Some getting to know Mitchell Tenpenny a little bit. Do you have a favorite dish at Thanksgiving?
Yeah, for me, I mean, I love turkey and ham. We always have that, but I like, my aunt always makes a three cheese macaroni with like Ritz crackers crumbled up and baked on top.
Oh yeah,
it's the best. I love that. And green bean casserole. But yeah, I'm a cheese guy.
Cheese, green bean casserole. You'll get a lot of cheese when you're up here in Wisconsin this weekend. So,
oh yeah.
All right, how about heading into Christmas? How about a favorite Christmas memory or maybe gift growing up?
I mean, that's easy for me. Back in the day when I really was starting to play music, I wanted my first real guitar, a Gibson guitar, Les Paul. But we couldn't really afford it. And my parents were like, is this going to be something that lasts? You know, like... And I remember opening up some presents and it being a great Christmas, and my dad looking at me and going, son, did you get everything you wanted? I was like, yeah, dad. He goes, Boy, I can see it on your face. You're lying to me. He said, go under my bed in the back. And I went under there and I pulled out this case, and it was a Gibson USA. And I have that guitar till today. It started everything for me. And it's my pride and joy. I took it off the road because it would kill me if I lost it or someone stole it. So I've got it put up, and I play it all the time in the studio, and it's just reminds me of my parents believing in me as a kid and making that work out.
Man, what a Red Ryder BB gun moment that is. That is incredible, man.
My dad loved that movie, and I think that's what he was trying to do.
Success. Perfect. I also want to mention here before we got to let you go that your 10 penny fund. Let's talk about that and how maybe people can get involved if they would like to learn more. Maybe they want to contribute or donate.
Yeah, and back to my dad. Unfortunately, I lost my dad to cancer, and my mom's currently in remission, thank God. My aunt's going through it. So I hate cancer. Anything I can do to get rid of cancer or help with it, I will. And so I noticed during my family and friends going through cancer that there wasn't a lot of mental health support. Mm-hmm. You hear you have this disease, it's terrifying, and you're like immediately go to hear some doctors, hear some treatments. And it's like half the battle is your mental stability on this. We know cancer grows on stress, and if we can manage it mentally, we have a much higher success rate. So we focus on the mental health side. If you need therapy, if you need someone to talk to, access care to help you prepare it from the mind.
That's fantastic. You're coming to the Crystal Grand Music Theater in the Wisconsin Dells this Saturday night. It's an 8:00 show. Some select tickets still available. CrystalGrand.com. All right. Anything with the show you want to share? Is there any surprise? I mean, I know we're heading towards the holidays. Do you bust out a holiday tune at all? Can we convince you to do that?
We might. Yeah, I did a whole Christmas record. I've got some songs on there. We might. You never know. And I mean, it's the end of the year. We've been touring all year long, like you said. And so we want to go out with a bang. So we're going to bring some energy, have a lot of fun, kind of just, just enjoy ourselves and just say celebrate the end of the year by just giving it all we got at the end.
That sounds great. One final question for you here, Mitchell. You are headed to the water park capital of the world. And I know
I
it's not
know
really.
Okay.
The Wisconsin Dells water slides. It's the water park capital of the world. And so the question for you is, are you more of a water slide guy, extreme water slide guy, or are you a lazy river guy? You know, the floating
I would do
bobbing.
The water slide. I can do both. I mean, they both, it depends. Do I have a drink in my hand or not, I guess.
Chris Jansen said the same thing. Chris Jansen told me the same thing. He goes, well, do I have a drink in my hand? That's the whole question.
Yeah, it's true. We're my band and all of our guys, we're roller coaster people. Like, anytime we can be around a day off around a music park, we go. So I like extreme stuff.
Get that adrenaline rush. Well, we wish you all the best coming up this Saturday at the Crystal Grand.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time. I can't wait.
All right, Mitchell Tenpenny, ladies and gentlemen, come into the Crystal Grand Music Theater in the Wisconsin Dells. 8:00 show. Select tickets available. CrystalGrand.com.
Some stations claim to be number one, but they sound like number two.
They are not good.
All the best country. 99.9 WJVL.